I don't really like being the bearer of bad news, but I have to say it. We all need to prepare for the fact that the world is about to become much more dangerous than it is now. The bloody terrorist attack by Hamas on Israel is a clear signal that things are going to get worse. There will be more bloodshed, more suffering, and fewer peaceful places on the planet. And part of the reason for this is the normalization of what Russia is doing in Ukraine. Just remember, Hamas hasn't done anything that the Russians aren't doing in Ukraine. Russians, just like Hamas, have shelled and continue to shell peaceful cities, take civilians as hostages, torture and execute them, kill children and the elderly, commit sexual violence and plunder, and yet Russia is still a member of the international community. Its representatives sit not in jail, but in the United Nations Security Council. Russians haven't been expelled from our countries, and Moscow still receives money from the West for oil and gas. The most brutal killers and rapists in Russia are now considered heroes, not criminals. And Hamas sees all of this. They see that Russians can act like monsters, but the world will still engage with them on the global stage, and respected politicians will spout nonsense about the need to let Russians save face. And so these Hamas guys logically conclude, if Russians can get away with it, why can't we? If the world cooperates with these murderers and terrorists who have no boundaries, why would not it agree to our terms? And it's only going to get worse. Right now, the Russians are organizing so-called meat storms on an unseen scale. They are already experiencing a shortage of equipment, so their commanders are sending their soldiers almost without cover against Ukrainian tanks and artillery. Any reasonable person can understand that it is a nightmare and madness to fight by throwing the bodies of your soldiers at the enemy. But Russian generals need some kind of victory by the end of the year. They need to capture some ruins, which the Russian propagandists can turn into a great achievement, reminiscent of the capture of Berlin in 1945. Putin's next year's election campaign will be built around this victory. It's supposed to be his personal triumph, so Russians are literally sacrificing their soldiers in the name of the cult of Putin. The outcomes of the upcoming elections in Russia, scheduled for March, are known in advance. Putin will be re-elected for another 6 years, with a voting percentage ranging from 80 to 90% of Russians casting their ballots in favor. The vote rigging machine during Putin's tenure has never faltered. However, despite the predictability of the results, elections in Russia remain a significant ritual. It is meant to be a true celebration of loyalty to the leader, a demonstrative act of complete subservience to him. On the eve of this celebration, the leader must deliver a victory to the people and not overly disturb them with bad news, such as, for instance, a new wave of mobilization. But already after all the formalities are over and Putin officially takes office for another 6 years, politeness will be quickly forgotten. The tides of mobilization will surge again, with hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of soldiers being deployed to kill Ukrainians. New meat storms will unfold, and new attacks on the peaceful cities, claiming new innocent victims of the Putin cult among Ukrainian children and the elderly. And all the while, cannibals from around the world will be watching attentively, watching and asking themselves, if Russians can do this, why can't we?